Okay, let's finish this up real quick.
This is
sorry, that was my fiance's girl.
I wasn't really planning on doing this until a little later in the day.
I didn't realize, but I'll see if I can cut it down.
It's kind of hot in my office right now, so I'm taking a break from working anyway. So I figure, you know, the benefits of working from home and all that, you know.
I just want to come really quick.
So I just figured I would,
I'm just going to try and ignore that I'm recording. You know, maybe that'll help if I'm just I'm less focused on it.
Sexy parts of me, less sexy parts of me, and come, maybe, you know, we'll see. But yeah, this is kind of nerve-wracking, which is a little funny. Sorry, I'm just moving. Basically, I'm 22 years old currently. I do, in fact, have a fiance, but I also, I'm pretty naturally polyamorous, and my fiance totally gets that, so, you know. I have, you know, some people I fuck around, or I used to fuck around with until COVID happened. This seems like a good outlet for that. But yeah, polyamorous 22-year-old. One sec, I gotta take off my shirt. I'm just sort of holding my phone. Put you in the chair next to me. I'm currently literally just in my office. On a rug on the floor, because I love my office chair, I do, but it's not conducive to really, you know, doing stuff to myself. I don't really know where to start. Guess I'll just, start punching myself and,
Alright, well,
see where it goes from there.
That was my, introduction, I guess. I really gotta get back to work. I'll try and post this soon enough. Yeah, let me know. I don't know. Anything.
I know I sound nervous as shit.
I'm awkward again now. Goodbye.
The reason I partially think it's funny that I'm so nervous is because of what I do for work. In my work, which I am going to keep completely separate from this, because this is just sort of a fun little side hobby for me. I am a online sex worker. I do cam shows. I make clips. I do even make audios. Not professional ones. I use my phone. Pretty good at what I do. I enjoy it a lot. It's a lot better than like when I worked at McDonald's, which absolutely fucking sucked. But it's just different to do this, like, kind of for myself, you know? Like, I like my job, and I don't do anything I don't want to do, but, like, you know? It's kind of nice that it doesn't need to matter if what I make for Gone Wild Audio will, you know, be marketable, or even, like, you know, if it's something people will buy. It doesn't matter. I can just sort of do whatever I want. It's kind of nice, you know? It's like, it's kind of like if I was a stripper, but I also like to go to the club. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. It's just different. What I think is also why I'm being so, kind of awkward. Despite the fact that I am a sex worker, I'm not super, like, experienced or anything. I started dating my fiance in fucking high school, and I fucked around. I've had, like, a threesome with his friend, but, like, kind of it, basically. Despite the fact that I'm polyamorous, I don't really get around that often. I am touching myself. I'm just really good at not, making a lot of noise. Yeah, I'm 22 years old, polyamorous, got a fiance, I'm a sex worker, I like to knit, which is kind of old lady behavior, I like to read, I like to, fuck around, paint, right? Yeah, I'm kind of boring, honestly. I guess we'll move on to sex. Where's my vibrator at?
I lost my vibrator. Shit. Where'd it go? I'm still holding my phone, like, in my hand right up against my face. So sorry if it's, like, too loud or too quiet randomly. I just, yeah.
Usually if I'm, like, recording audios for, like, work or something, I just have my phone set in one place and I sort of sit there and talk. But, you know, I figure I want to make this a not work thing. So we're just going to, if the audio sounds bad, sorry. This is, you know, my way of relaxing. Oh, God. I guess I'll talk about the sexy stuff now, considering that, getting a little more, audible. Whenever I say audible, I just think of, the app where you can listen to books that every YouTuber on fucking earth, is sponsored by. Typically, I guess, in real life at least, I'm usually a top to a degree. I'm in control, essentially, kind of all the time. Same thing in work. I do like to just fuck, you know? I like to fuck and have fun and feel good. That's kind of also why I'm polyamorous. I just don't see why people can't just fuck and have fun with everyone all the time. But yeah, I like, I guess I like being kind of in control. I like, I guess I'll use what I've been listening to on here, in this subreddit as an example. I like listening to a lot of the male for female, male sub audios, especially the ones where they're all like groany and whimpering, and even the ones where they're kind of a little reluctant. Those are pretty good, not gonna lie. I mean, that's not all I like, but, like, that's probably what I'll mostly do. I don't really, in my work, I definitely don't submit. That's just not something I'm comfortable with. In the bedroom, I will submit once in a while, and usually only with someone I, like, really trust. This might not be a super sexy thing to say, but it explains my behavior. I got, you know, childhood shit, so, you know, I don't like losing control. I don't like, you know, I like to be in control at all times. Which also, let me move. Sorry, I almost dropped you. It'll be easier if I don't have to, like, hold the phone the whole time. There we go. This is better. I don't know how I sound, but hopefully not too bad. This is a good position. I don't even know. What was I just talking about? I don't know. Yeah, weird childhood shit. So I don't like to not be in control. So I like to dom a lot. Fuck. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, what I was gonna say is, no offense to, like, older dudes or anything. Anyone over, like, the age of, like, 25, I guess. Or actually, no, 24, I think. Kind of got a thing with old dudes. Not, like, anything against you guys. But, like, just as a group. Drama shit. So, you know. If you want to talk or be friends with me and you happen to be older than 24, I'm going to be a little... Sorry, I'm trying to... I'm trying to think. I won't exactly, you know, be rude, but, you know, just, you know, don't be super creepy or weird. I do have, you know, the traumas. I also have a traumatic brain injury, which is why if I sound super monotone or super tense or anything, that's exactly why. Kind of affects, expressions of emotions for me, personally. My face isn't super expressive, neither is my voice. Even when I'm having a fucking blast, I don't really smile or anything. I get asked, why I'm mad when I'm fucking great. Back to sexy shit, because this is just kind of weird. I like to, even, like, in real life, when I meet people, I like to kind of get that shit out of the way. Because it's like, if you can't handle the fact that, you know, I got issues and I'm not, you know, exactly normal, you know, we're probably not going to get along, you know. But I think, you know, I do want to come, so let's talk about something that's going to get me off. One of my favorite things in the whole fucking world is like sexual tension. God, I could get off on just that alone. You know that feeling when you're friends with someone and you're like insanely fucking attracted to them? And like their thigh is against yours and it just feels like fucking fireworks. Straight to, well, whatever you got. Clit or dick or whatever. I had a friend in high school. God, we had amazing sexual tension. We never really did anything. Oh, fuck. Because we were both, you know, nervous little high schoolers. Neither of us. I tend to make friends with mostly dudes, and then all the dudes I make friends with are super nice. So if I do befriend you, it's because you're super nice. Congratulations. oh, fuck. I just pressed that way too hard against me. But, you know, he was never going to make the first move. It was going to have to be me, and I wasn't going to do it. First of all, I was way too nervous for that. Second of all, I wasn't... Looking back, I know for a fact he was totally fucking into me. But, you know, low self-esteem high schooler wouldn't have realized that. Oh, fuck. But, there was a couple times where I could have made a move. Like, we were in his bedroom, just hanging out, and he proposed that we play chicken. Great game for building sexual tension, by the way, in case y'all want some suggestions on that. I was so fucking nervous. I could literally feel that my face was on fucking fire, and I couldn't even really look at him. he touched my tit through my shirt. I was having trouble. I had my hand on like his knee and I couldn't move it. So he like helped me a little bit. Oh, God. Just thinking about the way his hand grabbed mine and just pulled it up, and I felt his felt his cock in his jeans. And trust me, he was not soft. He was hard. Was so hot under my hand. And if I was who I am now, I would have started moving my hand. I would have squeezed it. Oh, fuck. I would have moved my hand to his jeans, to the button, unbuttoned him, unzipped him. I have no idea how he would have reacted to that. The dream would be that he'd be like, "What? What are you doing? Why are you taking my pants off?" And I just wouldn't say anything. What the fuck was that? I have cats. I think that was a cat destroying something. I'll go deal with that later. I'm busy. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, I have animals. I should maybe mention that, too, because you might hear them. I got, 4 cats. They're kind of hard to keep track of. Yeah, 4. 4 cats. A dog. And I got alpacas and chickens. Oh, fuck me. Oh, God. I gotta move this position. It's not that comfortable. Vibrator, shut up. You know, doing this on the floor ain't my best idea, but I kind of don't want to do this on the couch since people are awake and stuff. And also, I do this it just in my bed, but my fiance is currently, you know, he's just got a second COVID shot, so he's, you know, recovering in bed, and I don't want to kick him out or do this next to him. That's a little too weird for me. Oh, fuck me. What was I talking about? Who fucking knows what I was talking about? I'm also kind of a little bit of a goof. I'm trying not to be, but, like, might as well just have y'all know what my personality is that I'm a fucking goof. I like to joke that I got dumb bitch energy. I got big dick energy, too, for sure, but, dumb bitch energy. Absolutely. God. I don't even know what I was talking about. It's kind of hard to come when I'm talking. Not gonna lie. My dog is barking. I'm sorry if you can hear that. Dog, shut up. Java, please. Oh, your mom's trying to come, dude. Chill out. Okay, position, adjust. Oh, it's super effective. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, that works definitely. Oh, God. Kick it up a little bit. Oh, there we go. I don't want this audio to be too long of me just sort of fucking talking and not doing much. Fuck. Fuck. I will also say that, just for your passively tantalized imaginations, that, I am kind of a tomboy, honestly, which is a little funny because of the recent trend of tomboy audios. I got short hair. I don't really shave anything. I shave, like, my whole body, like, once or twice a year, because I don't really care that much. My preferred outfit is literally sweatpants and a big t-shirt. But I am pretty curvy, actually. Got C-cup tits and really big hips and a nice ass, if I say so myself. Just for your, you know, viewing pleasure, I guess, considering you can't see me. Fuck. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, God. I'm just thinking about one of the audios that I heard. I will not be naming names of what audios I've listened to. If you really want to know, you can, you know, let me know that you're curious and I can recommend you them because they're really good. But I'm thinking of some of like the shy virgin ones, friends. And the girl just sort of takes control and just starts touching him and he's so confused. Oh, fuck. Maybe edges him a little bit. Makes him come in her mouth. Before sitting on his dick and fucking edging him and overstimulating him until he's fucking begging to come. God damn it. The meaner part of me, the, I guess, nastier side of me, really likes. There's one specific one that I will not name names for because that's embarrassing as shit. This dude's sitting in a library just studying, and a girl comes up and just starts fucking touching him, jerking him off, and the whole time he's telling her no. Oh, God, fuck me. Oh, God. He just says no, not here. Oh, and she keeps going. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, sorry, I had to pop my back. Oh, and it was just really fucking hot. I don't know if I'm gonna come right now, actually. I might be a little too fucking nervous to come. Shit. Sorry, I just accidentally fully, just super hard pressed my vibrator into my clit. It was a little overwhelming. oh, fuck, yeah. Just, fuck. God. Oh, the idea. Touching a guy and making him hard. And him telling me. Obviously, this is all fucking fantasy. I'm too fucking nervous in real life to ever make this kind of move. But, you know, for fantasy role plays and stuff, yeah, it's fucking hot. Of a guy who fuck oh, says no, please don't, not here, what are you doing? Maybe even gets a little mad about it. You know, what the fuck are you doing? What are you thinking? Oh, god damn. As much as I love the, trust me, I do love the twitchy, moany guys, keening and whimpering. I also really have a thing for the sub guys out there who, you can hear them fucking groan and growl at you a little bit, and they still fucking just take it. They take whatever you give them. Fuck. What is it, man? Oh, one of my favorite things to do, my fiance, see if I can break him. I have him sit right in front of my pussy. Right in front. See how wet and fucking tight it is? I just touch myself. Let him see how fucking pretty my pussy is. Oh, fucking tight and wet it is. Fuck. He lays there on his stomach staring at it because I'm telling him to. Pulling his hair, making him look at it. And sometimes, if he's a good boy, I pull him in so he can lick me off. Sometimes, he's not a good boy and he fucks me. That's kind of hot too, watching a guy break. Now, only a guy I really trust would I let him break like that. Break and just pin me and fuck me. That's for a guy I really trust. That I was already thinking about letting do that. Most guys, I want him to beg. I want him to beg to touch. I want him to call me mistress and ma'am. I want to hear them say that they're a good boy. Fuck. I want to hear them say it. I want to hear you say it. Oh, God. Don't tell me that they're gonna be a good boy. They're gonna do whatever I want. Fuck. Maybe that they'll even be a good little slut for me. Fuck. I kinda even like when some of you call me mommy. That's something I get a little bit once in a while in work. I didn't know I was into until it happened. This guy called me. So I was doing phone sex that day. And he starts telling me that he wants to be my good boy. That he wants me to be his mommy. That he wants to be a good boy for mommy. Fuck me. That he's gonna be a good boy. That I can spank him. Help him stroke his cock. If I think my... good boy should come. Fuck. I've tried the daddy thing, you know, once. I don't really know if I'm into it or not, calling someone else daddy. I don't know. I tried with a dude. He wasn't super into it anyway, but he said I could try. And it was a little hot, but I don't know. Maybe if I really trusted a dude like that again, and he was into it, I'd try calling him that. Like some more fucked up shit too, honestly. But we won't really get into that today. Maybe I can tell you about that another time. Cause I just wanna think about someone fucking begging on their knees, looking up at me. Fuck. Fucking adoration in their eyes. Fucking begging and broken, begging to touch me, to maybe even get to touch themselves to come. Oh, begging for me to fuck them, calling me ma'am. Please, ma'am, can I fuck you? Can I put my cock in you? Oh, and me telling them no. And watching their fucking face drop with that. And maybe telling them, you can only put your cock in me if you come first. Because I don't want to see them whimpering and begging by the time they're in me. I want to fucking break them. before they get a chance to feel my pussy. Or maybe if they've been a really good boy, fuck, I'll sit on their cock and ride them. But I won't do it nice. No. Oh, fuck me. I'll just take them inch by inch. Let them sit there with just the head of their cock in me. Let them feel how fucking tight I am. Because trust me, I've been told that I'm way too fucking tight. Let them feel exactly how tight I am. I'll let them moan and beg. Have them beg for just another inch, please, ma'am. I'm doing it. And then, maybe if they're already overstimulated, just fucking slamming my hips down, feeling them fill me up, watching their face. When they feel me squeezing around them, fuck me. God, I think I'm gonna come. God. Sorry, I think I hear someone.